Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Amy Gilmore, the show director with Tice, which includes Surfaces. Amy, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. We were together yesterday. I left last night. I'm back where I'm going to spend Easter, and you're staying in Dallas. Let's catch up on what we're doing together. You had an advisory committee meeting of about 25 or so professionals who were coming in to focus on what's right with Surfaces and what also might need some adjustments. Let's take them through some of the stats that you presented yesterday with your team. The show in 24 had 21,000 attendees, which was up about 1,000. And you took us through the demographics of the people who come. Go through that real quick. It's about a quarter from the far west. There was a 4% increase in attendees from the East Coast area, and 9% came from Canada. And as far as function goes, it's about 30% retailer dealer, 19% contractor builder, 14% distributor, 12% installer, and the low number this past year was A&D. That was 4%, but that's probably because the Las Vegas market wasn't happening at the same time. And next year during the show, that will be happening. And you were explaining that that brings about 1,000 A&D when those overlap, right?
That's absolutely correct.
One of the big points was that 63% of the people who attend Surfaces make purchasing decisions. So it's definitely a buying show, and you're doing a good job of attracting the buyers to the show. One more quick thing I'd like to run through. Surfaces got started in 1990 by the WFCA. And, you know, it was a residentially focused flooring trade show targeting retailers and distributors in the installation trade. Hanley Wood bought the show in 2000 for $40 million and then sold it to Informa in 2014. So now you've had it for 10 years. Another change worth mentioning, Dana Teague led this show for many years. And she stepped down, and Dana Hicks now is the senior level person with Informa, and he has several shows, and you focus on this show, right?
That's correct.
Why don't you take us through, we're trying to, as a group, focus on what's working, what's not working. Take us through a few of the things that we're looking at for next year.
Sure. We looked at the exhibitors. We look at the floor plan. We look at the content that happens on the show floor. We look at all of the activations, including bars and lounges and some of the food activations, things like that, that are on the show floor. So we definitely take a look at all of those things and what attracts attendees to the show and what we can do to make their experience better and more productive. So that includes what education we have in the classroom, on the show floor, and everything that we can do to make it better for them.
All right. So one of the things that you definitely pointed out was, you know, you sell space for next year during the show. And the show right now at this point is already 80% sold for next year. You continue to do that through this process. And you also work on Pulse, which is your education format. And one of the things we went around the room yesterday was what's on the minds of the retailer dealer? What are some topics we need to put in the education format? And we created a list, which Paul, who heads up education, is now going to refine to make sure that the Pulse sessions are even better, right?
Yes, we want to make sure that we're providing education and a lot of the learnings that these attendees want to come to the show and gain. So, Kemp, you did mention the architects and designers and what we can do to attract them. That is a focus that we are definitely looking to have some programming around that. We did some this past year. We will look to fine-tune that and build on that. You mentioned Las Vegas market. We're already in conversations with them. Maybe we can have some cross-promotions and some fun things with the Las Vegas market. That way we can attract those designers. In terms of the audience, we definitely still focus on our primary goal, and that is the retailers and distributors are definitely a key focus for us, and we want to make sure that we are doing everything that we can to make Surfaces the show for them and a very important buying show, first of the year event for them to come to.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about A&D. As I mentioned, 4% this past year but you've had much higher numbers. And Jennifer Farrell is the representative on this advisory board, and she's going to pull together, you know, a little bit more programming that will attract A&D and then use her network connections to get more designers to come to the show. And that sounds exciting. There's a lot of things there that need to be refined, but there's definitely going to be a push in that direction, right?
That's correct, yes. We definitely look to our advisory council as the experts in their fields and lean on our partners that we do have around the industry to gain their knowledge and their relationships to build on what we have at TIFE.
Let's talk about this installer contest that you're creating some energy around, because you actually now are going to have 4 regional contests, and then at Surfaces, the winners of those regional will compete for Installer of the Year, when they'll get this 6-pound heavyweight belt and I think $2,500 in cash. Tell us a bit more about that.
Sure. We love the Installer of the Year competition. And the way that it works is that we'll have 4 regional events. The winners from the regional events will then be sponsored to come out to TIFE to participate in the finals. We have the 4 regional events starting in June. And then we have the competition on the show floor. The attendees can watch them do their installation assignments. They get their projects and then they go ahead and build those out. And then we'll have a reception, and then we'll host the winner's ceremony on the last day of the show and announce the winners and then who goes home with that heavyweight belt, which is definitely very exciting.
Those regional events are in Chicago, Atlanta, Phoenix, and Seattle. And those are taking place starting in the summer and running into the fall.
Yeah, we are excited about that. I know that there's definitely a focus on installation and installer labor. So we want to do what we can to really put that in the spotlight and celebrate those groups.
All right, Amy. Well, I appreciate you spending time with me this morning and sharing what we went over yesterday in the advisory meeting for Surfaces. I should mention, I call it Surfaces, but this show is actually 3 shows in one. It's Surfaces, it's the Tile Expo and the Stone Expo that all take place, and that's why you call it TIFE. Again, been talking to Amy Gilmore, the show director for TIFE, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaValley.net.